So tonight, I'm going to tell you my story first. It's a great story about an old rabbi, probably my age, who was right near the death store. And he had lots and lots of people who followed him because this rabbi was a particularly great teacher. And so rabbis came from all over the land to get a final word, one final word from this great rabbi. And so the senior associate rabbi bent down and said, "Rabbi, we know that you're very close to God, and we know that your time is nigh. And there are hundreds of rabbis here to receive one final word." And so the old rabbi looked up, and he was very weak, and he whispered into the assistant chief rabbi's ear, "Life is like a river." So the assistant chief turned to the next rabbi, and he said, "The rabbi said, life is like a river." And the next person turned to the next person and said, "The rabbi said, life is like a river. Life is like a river. Life is like a river. Life." And they went way down the line of all of the rabbis that came to visit this dying man. The last rabbi, a young, just beginning rabbi, had just come to know this great man, said, "What? What does it mean, life is like a river?" "Well, I don't know." So back up the line they went. Ask the rabbi, "What does it mean? What does it mean? Life is like a river. What does it mean? Life is like a river. What does it mean?" And so it comes finally and ultimately to the next to the head rabbi. And he bends over a little bit embarrassed now. And he bends right next to the rabbi and whispers in his ear. And he said, "Chief Rabbi, what does it mean? Life is like a river." The old rabbi looked up at him and said, "Well, maybe life isn't like a river." Who's to know? And my brothers and sisters, that's our journeys, each one of us. We saw that beautiful reading from Isaiah tonight of probably this old prophet waking up because he's just returned or about to return to the city of Jerusalem. And he sees, merchants and things coming into that city in the earliest hour of the morning, heading to that great city. And he puts it in a very poetic form tonight for us. And he says, everyone is invited to that city, the sacred city of Jerusalem. The place, the birth, the life and death. Place of the long-awaited Messiah. But it's a journey. It's a journey, and it's a very circuitous route to get there. All of us ultimately and finally are headed towards that first reading. Ultimately and finally, every single one of us will someday come to the heavenly Jerusalem. And in that place, you and I will find our journey at an end. And somehow, some way, all of these various routes and paths and joys and mistakes and struggles and difficulties, all of that somehow comes to be sorted out. But not yet. Not yet. And that gospel tonight is a beautiful reflection. It's a reflection of the Magi, these people, foreigners. And they do not go to kings. They do not go to important people. That's not where they find this Christ. They find this Christ in a manger. For many of you who have been away for this Christmas holiday, we keep this church alive until you return because we want you to celebrate with us. We want each one of us, like that Magi, to come to this manger and once again realize that the secrets of our lives, the great joy of our lives, the care of our lives always comes not when we come to those people that are so filled with themselves that they have no answers to life, but we go to the people that are with us, those who journey with us, those who companion us along the way. I read a beautiful article. I'll fess up. I was in Ireland and England this week. Just got back, actually, this afternoon. And I was startled by this paper. I think it's the Examiner. It's the Irish Examiner. You know, Ireland has gone through just horrible times in relationship to the church. And this Bishop of Cork, Buckley is his name, got a fine picture of him there on this page. So they did quite an article on him. But he said something in there that just struck me. He said, in the words of Chesterton, two is not twice one. Two is 2,000 times one. How about that? But our journeys cannot be alone. If you and I believe that we are on this journey by ourselves, we're fools. And we will lose. It doesn't take a lot. Chesterton says, one other person is 1,000,000 gifts and blessings. Did you hear that? Did you hear what he said? Let me repeat it. Two is not twice one. Two is 2,000 times. So what we do as a community of faith here at St. Monica's every year, that we don't celebrate Christmas in the presence of kings, we celebrate it in the presence of this creche, of this innocent child, of this beautiful manger, of this Christ Emmanuel who's one with us. And my brothers and sisters, if you and I believe that we're alone on that journey, we're wrong. We need companionship. Yes, we do. But even then, oftentimes, companions will deceive us and fail us. That happens. It's the human condition. But our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, will never, never, never leave us. Never. I tell you, I've been in some of the darkest parts of my life. And I know that when you just lift your head up, just lifting your head up, knowing it's 2,000 times the gift. And that's what we celebrate tonight. We celebrate our journey. We celebrate the companionship of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Then this bishop said something that I'm just going to finish with tonight. This woman, Claire O'Sullivan, obviously a great Catholic Irish woman, who's got a few things to say about our church. It's okay. We I don't know if we deserve all of it, but we get a good our lumps, that's for sure. She said, listen to this, folks. She said, what about your virulent opposition to female priests? Desperate clinging to celibacy, a rule for priests. Condemnation of things like cohabitation, sex before marriage, contraceptions. Not to mention the greatest rallying cry of all, blanket denunciation of abortion under all conditions and circumstances. Surely such stances seem entirely divorced from the everyday realities of life for the Irish man or woman in their 20s and 30s and 40s. I'd add 50s, 60s, and 70s, but that's all right. These, and this is his response. Listen to this. Listen to this. This is a Bishop of Cork. Good for him. He says, these are all ideals that we must try to live up to. If we do not meet all of these ideals, it does not mean that you cannot take your place at the table of the Lord. The table that the Lord has prepared for you. The church is a refuge for the weak. Not a home for the perfect. I welcome all to the church, and I encourage everyone to welcome all. I will not hear of any condemnation or rejection of people. Jesus loves his people no less in their absence as in their presence. So, my brothers and sisters, happy Epiphany. Great day. It's a wonderful journey, and we're all on it, and we're not alone. We have our good friends, our people we love most. We have Christ. We have this community. And you have me, and I have you. That's what we have. Yes, we do. Maybe life isn't like a river. Who knows? But my sisters and brothers, everyone is welcome here. Everyone is welcome here to the table of the Lord. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, especially today, says that he comes, Emmanuel, for everyone.